opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show. Live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. It's A.J. Hoffman and another guy here.
Really? You waited 2 seconds.
Joel Blank, my special guest.
2 seconds. It took you 2 seconds to mess with me. I don't know why I agreed to do this.
One in the rear, 179 in the front.
1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute in the rear view, 179 in the windshield.
Yeah. So,
you know what's funny is he stopped doing that and people noticed. It became a staple of the show.
Yeah.
I missed it. And a lot of people did too. So that's what
we did. Bring it back?
We have our thing on the big show.
On the big show.
Yeah.
Well, this is the medium show.
Yeah. It's the show.
It's the show that our advertisement inventory pays for the big show. So
I got nothing on that. I would say bite your tongue, but I got nothing.
Barry Laminack is my guest, and we are at Big City Wings. And some lame ass put together the copy that said Big City Wings Spring like an idiot and didn't know that there are two spring locations. Which, by the way, this part, and this is the Rayford location that we're at.
Yep. Love it.
Hold on, I had to scratch my ear.
2 minutes from the house. I love it.
How do you know when you're in spring, when you're in the Woodlands, when you're in Conroe?
Okay,
it's all very convoluted.
No. If you pass 242 going north, you're in Conroe.
Okay.
So basically think of the Hardy as the jumping off point for all three of those locations, all right? So once you either exit the Hardy or pass Hardy on 45, now you're entering into the Spring Woodlands Conroe triangle. If you exit Rayford or any of those exits before 242 and take a right, you're in Spring. If you take a left, you're in the Woodlands. If you go straight and pass 242 on 45, you're in Conroe. How easy is that?
But it's also Spring is like the weirdest because
Spring is the poor side on the right side of 45 or the east side.
Right.
The Woodlands is the rich side on the left or the west side, and then Conroe is the redneck side on the north.
Up north. But Spring is everywhere. Like Spring is like there's parts of Spring by my house.
You're in Spring.
I'm technically in Houston.
Okay.
But well, I'm
so
like,
you're really poor.
I'm super poor.
Yeah.
And if you cross the railroad tracks, it becomes Spring.
Right. Okay.
So and the railroad tracks.
So are you're on the other side of the tracks.
I'm on the other side
that
of the tracks.
That makes sense. That explains a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's like in the part of town I live in is, I mean it's a pretty decent part of town.
Yeah.
Now it's not Spring ISD.
Yeah.
But it's technically it's Spring over there.
Is Spring ISD good?
I'm not one to judge. I'll go off what my realtor told me. No.
It's not?
No.
Well, is it better or worse than Conroe ISD?
I think significantly worse.
I know that it's not as good as Klein ISD.
That's where I live.
Where the Laminack name carries a little clout.
Oh, I've noticed that. Yeah.
You get a lot of people that are like, do you know the Laminack?
People say that to my son all the time. He's going into seventh grade. And they say, does your dad know Barry Laminack?
No. It's not me. It's my Uncle Jim was like a principal and a coach there forever.
Oh! Well,
yeah, not me.
Well, they do know you. This is for a different reason, though. Oh. They were like, he's not allowed anywhere around the school.
I knew it. I was like, I can't wait to hear why.
And never smell his finger. That's even if he gives you money. Don't do it.
Don't get in his van.
Yeah, don't get in
don't
his van.
Don't get in his van. Yeah. Don't look directly at his mustache.
No,
you'll turn
no,
to stone. It's like no. Medusa. He'll turn to stone.
And he tucks his T-shirt in really tight all the time. So
Now, only one of those is true. I'll let you figure out which one.
It's the finger thing. For sure the finger thing.
No doubt.
But unfortunately, this was a day that would have been a two-minute drive to work for you. Would have been a short drive to work for me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to go down to, where did we go? League City?
League
Is that what it was?
City. League
all those
City.
Places down there.
It's all the
together.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all look alike.
Everything south of Beltway on 45 to me is basically Galveston.
Now I'm with you.
So it's all whatever.
Yeah. We had to go to Galveston.
Pretty much for a funeral. A good friend of both of ours passed earlier, and they had the service today, and there was maybe, I would bet there was 2,000 people there.
Do you think that you will draw that many at your funeral?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't even know that many
people. And I've also, like, I don't want all that to do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've alienated a lot of people.
I have, but I don't want... I don't even want there to be a discussion as to why there aren't very many people here.
Really?
Yeah. So I just told my wife, I just want, like, immediate family and, like, you know, do the thing where you light me on fire and then dump my
ashes
out somewhere.
Like a Viking funeral?
Yeah.
Can we just push you in Lake Conroe and light you on fire and then...
If you shoot it with an arrow.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right.
But you're not in my immediate family, so you can't be there. So I don't want, like, a big to-do. I don't
really?
Like that.
I thought we were, like, brothers.
No, absolutely not. My brother's kind of like my brother.
Really?
But that's
I'm learning so much right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I did tell my wife one thing, and I haven't followed through with it yet, but what I want at my funeral is...
Strippers.
I mean... Okay. Now, there are two things I want at my funeral is strippers, and I'm going to record something where I just talk.
No.
And then I just want them in the middle of it to just start playing it over the intercom.
Does it say,
and people are like, oh, my God, is he back? What's
be,
going on?
You should make it real muffled, like, get me out of here.
That's
Someone's locked me in.
Guys, help. Help. I can't. Hurry. Help.
I'm locked in a closet. I'm running out of oxygen.
It's so dark. I can't see what's going on. Yeah, I literally wanted to do something like that. My wife is like, you're an idiot. I'm not doing that. I'm like, I'm a dead man. You have to honor my wishes.
Yeah, big deal.
Right. So that was my goal. But I tell you what, it was an amazing service. And it was the fact, like, when I left, I was telling you, when I left, I knew it was going to take right at an hour to get there. So I left at 8:50. That way I had time to find a seat and all that. While I'm driving, Waze gives me an update and says, oh, add another 12 minutes to your drive because of traffic.
Why
and
when do you I look, cut it close like that?
So when I looked at the map.
Because you barely got here in time.
So when I looked at the map.
So lazy. I mean, what were you doing, playing video games until it was time to go?
So when I looked at the map, naps and video games is pretty much my day.
God.
Look, don't hate me because you had kids and can't do that. But no, like it added because just in front of the where the service was, I don't know, that wasn't a church. That was like a civic center or something.
That was a church.
That was a church?
Yeah.
Man, church is big business now.
Yeah.
But right, that whole street was just, they had to narrow down to one lane to get in there. I ended up having to park about a half mile away and just walk, and I was beating the traffic. I got there like 10:01.
I got there at 9, actually before 9.
That's that military in you. You're there early on everything. I don't understand.
I'm not going to name names, but someone from a secret Facebook group that we all used to be a part of.
Right.
That I left that. Are you still in that Facebook
group? Oh, God, no. I've been out of that for a while now.
But someone messaged me and was like, hey, we're all meeting up at 9. And I said, okay, is the family aware? Like, are we going in early or something? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've cleared it. It's cool.
Mm.
And we got there at 9. And
not cool. No one cleared it?
I don't know. Like, there was a lot of people there already at 9. And we were inside, and then they sent everyone outside, I think because they realized that our people were going to be close to the front. And they were like, nah.
I can't have it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Because they had to have a bunch of cops and stuff up near the front.
Right.
I mean, he was a police officer.
Police chief.
And so they had a bunch of those spots reserved, and they ended up booting us all out, and then they let us in like 9:30 again.
Yeah.
But it was good to see a bunch of people, you know, but, man, it's always tough when somebody who's, you know.
That dude was like Superman. Like, when they kept calling him Captain America.
It's so legit.
It was legitimately true.
It's so legit.
I didn't know the story that he had been shot.
Yeah.
I learned that today. Yep. And I told this story on my Facebook, and I've told it on the show, the big show, about the incident at the Best Buy parking lot where him and his daughter were shopping, and his daughter's like, "Daddy, get him." And he's getting in the car, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" Turns around and sees a man punching his girlfriend in the face. And so Chris just, without thinking, just charges at the guy. The guy jumps up and squares up to fight him, and Chris is like, "Well, I'm not fighting this big dude." You know, because Chris is big, but he's short. This is a big, tall guy. And then the guy just takes off running. Chris chases him, tackles him, holds him till the cops get there. That's the kind of guy he was. I mean, he was literally a Captain America kind of guy. And so when something like this happens, you're just like,
dude, and it's like you can't even believe it could happen to him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a guy who, I mean, he died in the water, and he's been on the water his whole life, damn near.
Yeah.
And this is a hard man. This was an airborne, he was a paratrooper.
Yep.
And an MMA fighter, a very good MMA fighter, really good wrestler.
5-2, and I think it was his record.
He helped me a lot, and I hadn't wrestled in forever, and I didn't care about wrestling anymore. Like, even when I was fighting, he was like, "Why don't you wrestle?" And I was like, "Well, I don't really like to wrestle. That's not what I'm looking for, someone to try to take me down and defensively wrestle." And he showed me some tricks and helped me out quite a bit, actually. But he's just, you knew he was a liked guy and a respected guy, but until you see a crowd like that, it's like, dude, you have no idea.
That's the thing, is he had, you know, you meet certain guys and they have an aura about them. And it was funny because his friend, who I thought did an amazing job with his eulogy, talked about Chris being the alpha male in that group. And I'm like, yep, Chris is the alpha male in any group. Like, that's just how he was. But he wasn't sometimes an alpha male in a group is kind of a bully alpha male, or he's going to, you know, not Chris. Like, Chris was, he was the underdog's champion. Like, there was just something about him. He was a natural born leader. He was a gifted leader. Like, your post about him deciding that, you know what, the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations that oversees MMA is screwed up, and I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
And he single-handedly fixed it and then became a part of it as a judge and a ref, and he turned the whole thing around, and it benefited the state of Texas.
Chris actually refereed the fight that I had that I lost.
Yeah, it was bad luck.
And, and we talked about it afterwards, and he's like, "Man, I gave you every chance to get in." Of course, I mean, if people who don't know, I blew out my ACL in the fight, and I couldn't stand up. And we'll get to the other ACL that blew out last night.
Oh, nice. You blew another one, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Not me, but Clay Thompson.
Oh, I thought you meant you did. I was like, what?
No.
Okay.
But I said, it's all good. You got me out of there in good time. I said, that dude was hitting me so hard. And he said, "If I'd known that, I wouldn't have stopped it." And that's just the kind of dude he was.
Yeah.
And I saw him a couple weeks ago, and I gave him hell about what he'd stopped the fight, I thought, early. And I said, "God, you suck so bad." I'm just joking with him. I mean, he's just a good sense of humor guy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be felt by the community. And I know down there in what we call Galveston, south of Houston, that dude, he helped so many people.
So big.
And just an all-around good dude.
It's a big loss for
certainly
the Houston area and the Kima, League City,
yep,
Clear Lake, Galveston area. For
all
sure.
All right, on to sports match action. The Golden State Warriors is the dynasty.
Are you sad? Did you cry last night? I know you love them so much. Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
Okay.
I didn't cry.
That's good.
But we'll talk about their loss last night and what their future looks like, what the Raptors' future looks like, because two teams that are in total flux right now and will be very interesting watches during the offseason. We're at Big City Wings on Rayford. Come see us. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. No Fred Bauer. Barry Lagomac.
What? That's not even close. That was. There's no G in Lagomac.
Lamas.
All right. No, what are you, nine? You're going to start making fun of my name? A nine-year-old?
No, I just heard something today about you getting mad about someone mispronouncing your name.
Oh, yeah. No. Every time I go out to eat, somewhere, they're like, oh, what's the name for the order? I'm like, Barry. And so it'll either be like B-E-R-I. So I was at Chick-fil-A, and they were like, what's the name for the order? I said, Barry. She puts B-E-R-R. That's Burr.
Bear.
What? It's not like I've
you have
had
a very difficult name.
I've had B. I mean, oh, yeah. It's real hard.
You've had B O?
No, I've had B E R Y. Oh. I've had B A R I E. Like, what? Yeah. Are people. I don't understand.
That never happens to me.
Yeah. Well, if they can't spell AJ, they probably just don't know their letters.
There's some people like that. I mean, but.
Have you ever had anybody put A J A Y?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've had Angie, like at Starbucks.
You look like an Angie.
I'll get my cup and it'll say Angie.
And they're yelling your name and you're like, no, that's not me.
And I'm looking, I'm like, that's my drink. I can tell that's my drink.
It's got the umbrella and the.
Because I order a womanly coffee.
What do you get?
I like caramel macchiatos.
I like how your voice went up a little bit when you said,
I like caramel macchiatos with an extra shot of espresso.
I declare, they are my favorite.
Yeah. And I like coconut milk instead of regular milk, instead of cow milk. So it's like, for me to order at Starbucks, it's like this long, drawn-out thing.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so it's embarrassing. But
I just say grande mocha.
Well, that must be nice.
That's easy.
You like your coffee like you like your women.
Simple.
yeah. Simple and grande.
Fair enough.
The Warriors
lose
last night. But great game.
Yes.
Really competitive all the way through. There was never really like a team running away with it.
Did you find yourself kind of hoping that we would get a Game 7 to see that again?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. There was a really unfortunate. I mean, Klay Thompson, if the Warriors win this series, Klay Thompson's the MVP.
Yep.
Klay Thompson was dominating game four or five game three,
yes,
that he left early and got hurt, and then was dominating game six before he got hurt. And, dude, kudos to that dude for getting back out there and hitting his free throws and, like, he tried to get back on defense.
Yeah.
And if I'll tell you, if you've got a blown ACL, it's hard to do anything. Now, there is the adrenaline factor. And, like, we were just talking about me blowing my ACL in the cage, and I was able to walk back to the back. But then once I sat down and got it checked out and then tried to stand up, no, there was no walking around on it. He was back there doing jumping jacks, trying to ask back into the game. The Warriors aren't a team that are – they're not – A sympathetic figure. I mean, they're basically an all-star team.
Right.
Nobody feels bad for them.
No, nobody feels sorry for them.
But I did find myself feeling bad for Klay Thompson because when that fourth quarter was going on and no one could hit a shot and he wanted so desperately to get back out there and couldn't, and to watch them lose that way, that had to make him sick. And
I think any player really is anybody that – I mean, when you make it to that level,
yeah,
you're a competitor. You have that competitive fire. And I think most – I wouldn't say all, but most – I mean, 90% of the players in the NBA would want to be on that court.
But you also know when you get into a rhythm he was in, like he was guarded. In transition, a man in his face just stopped and chucked up a 28-footer splash. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. Klay is having that kind of day where he's just – and there are times when Klay is an unstoppable offensive player. And it looked like last night was going to be one of those nights. And then he gets hurt. And it just – I mean, No KD, no Klay Thompson. And like I said, no one's going to feel sorry for this team.
No, unfortunately they're not.
But, you know.
So is this an asterisk championship for you for Toronto?
No.
Okay.
No, just like, you know, there's no such thing as that. You know, if your guys can stay healthy, great. If they can't, sucks.
Everybody runs that risk.
That's why that when the Warriors beat the Rockets in Game 7 a couple years ago, I was like, well, if they had Chris Paul. Well, Chris Paul didn't slip on a banana peel, okay? I mean, he got hurt playing basketball. That happens. Sorry. And Klay Thompson got hurt playing basketball. You know, had he pulled like a Plexico burst and shot himself in the leg, it's like, damn. I wonder if they would have won if he wouldn't have been such an idiot. But, I mean, it's basketball. Guys get hurt playing basketball.
Yeah.
And it's not like he didn't get injured maliciously. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like Danny Green was like, I'm going to take Klay Thompson's leg. Which, by the way, when I saw the secondary angle, like from the under the basket, it's what every blown ACL ever looks like.
Yeah, that little move in.
Twitch.
Yep.
And, I mean, you could just tell that's what it was. And that's why I was like, I was impressed that he was able to come back out to shoot free throws and was still like doing jumping jacks in the back. I was like, man, this dude he's dying to get back out there. But the Raptors, it's funny. I heard Charlie Polillo talking about this today. He was talking about the difference between, like, thinking back through NBA history, recent NBA history, the talent gap between the best player on the team and the second best player, and the Raptors are in that conversation. And Kyle Lowry's he's a former All-Star, but there's a pretty wide gap between Kawhi and the next best player on the Raptors. I didn't hear Charlie mention the Mavericks team that won, because that was like Dirk and 11 hobos.
Right.
Guys that were lucky to be in the NBA at that point. And, I mean, there were some guys like...
No, are you counting,
injuries there, but he was, like, washed.
Because when Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving got hurt, you had LeBron without any of those guys. Yeah, but I'm just saying in as far as space between...
Yeah.
Because you got the greatest player on the planet.
I'm saying in the series. But,
oh, okay.
But when the Cavs did win, Kyrie was there.
Right.
So, I mean, the gap between Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry is pretty significant. Kyle Lowry was probably, like, let's say everybody's healthy on both teams.
Okay.
Kyle Lowry's probably the sixth or seventh best player on the floor.
Yeah.
Because
it might be the
Steph,
eighth, yeah.
Clay, Draymond, Cousins,
I mean, you take all five
Durant.
Of the Warriors. Right, you take all five of the Warriors ahead of
Kawhi for sure. And I mean,
Siakam, you can make a case.
I mean, you can make a case for Andre Iguodala, who, by the way, balled out last night in a big game where they needed him to and gave him a shot. And at the end of that game, if you told me, and when the Raptors threw the ball away and Danny Green threw it away, I was like, oh, boy.
Oof.
This is one of those moments that's going to be because.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I just knew it was game seven at that point.
And Steph, I mean, there's one call on defense at that point. Don't let Steph touch the ball. And he's so quick, and he sprints to his shooting spot so fast that he got a pretty clean look. And you know, Mark Gasol actually contested it and did a good job. He would have had a wide open look. And it felt like when he let it go, I was like, well, that's going to go in because that's what happens in these
that's
situations.
What they do.
That's what they do. And he missed it. And
now, do you have a problem with them running a play for a three-pointer? You didn't need three.
No.
You didn't need three.
Had somebody besides Steph shot it, I would have had a problem with it.
Okay.
But
still, I think it's not as high as percentage of shot that, I mean, they probably could have gotten, especially as
I would ask to get the best look I can get from Steph Curry. With Klay Thompson in the locker room, Kevin Durant in a hospital room, if I can get an open look from Steph Curry, that's what I want.
Okay.
But I don't want my – because just a couple minutes before, if you remember – Draymond got the ball in transition and was like going, and he tried to draw a foul and threw his arms up and turned the ball over. And
he
was like, dude, take care of the ball. And he just didn't. And it's like, I don't want anybody else touching the ball in that situation, because if it goes wrong, everybody's going to say, why wasn't your best player taking that shot?
Yeah, I think you want that. I mean, you want him taking the shot. I'm just suggesting that there might have been, with as much movement as this Warriors offense is known for, there might have been an opportunity for a mid-range jumper or even him slashing to the basket to get a shot closer to the, they had the time.
Maybe so.
But you know what? Like you said, it's the one guy. Yeah, it's the one guy that you're okay with besides Klay Thompson.
Right.
Probably the two guys on, you know, in on the court or in the finals that if that's the play you draw up, you're going to live with it.
Yeah.
So
but we'll talk more about the future for these two teams because they both have big decisions to make this offseason. Well, there's big decisions that are going to be made regarding their teams. I don't know if the Raptors really have a decision to make on Kawhi. Mm. I think Kawhi has a decision to make on the Raptors,
yeah.
But the Warriors have decisions to make. I assume Klay Thompson is a no-brainer. Kevin Durant, that's an interesting conversation to have. So we'll do that as the show goes on.
Yeah, hey, guys, Get Upside. If you haven't downloaded this app, if you haven't heard me talk about it yet, check out Get Upside. I love this app. We've got AJ uses it. I use it. Nick uses it. My wife is on it. My whole family's on it. A lot of listeners now are using Get Upside. And if you don't know what Get Upside does, it gets you cash back on the stuff that you're already paying for, like gas and food. Completely free to download, so put it on your phone right now. No catch, no gimmicks, no hidden fees. It's just you getting cash back for stuff you already pay for. And use my promo code Barry. That's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. All you do is download it. It's real easy. You log in, you put in Barry, and then like my wife used my promo code, got 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill up. And it couldn't be easier. You're already getting gas. You're already stopping at the pump, right? Well, if you have the Get Upside app, find one in your area. Claim that offer. You're already paying with a debit card at the pump. The only extra step you have is upload a receipt. But if somebody was to offer you $2, $3, $4, $5 cash back while you're filling up, you're going to take that, right? Absolutely you are. So download Get Upside. Put it on your phone. It's completely free. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Fred Fowler is gone. Not for good this
Resting.
Time.
Oh.
No, well, he's surviving.
How's he doing? Have you? I see his Instagram or Twitter updates.
I've seen him tweet. He doesn't have Instagram. His dog has Instagram, which is weird.
That's really weird.
But he's been on Twitter updating his status in the World Series of Poker elderly event. And he's doing well. He's above average.
Since Fred's not here, can we talk about this for a second? Because
yes.
I heard him announce it.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm in the senior tournament.
That's right.
Why is there a – listen, I understand why there's a senior circuit. I understand why there's senior golf. Mm-hmm. Because you get old and your body doesn't work the same as the young guys.
You think your mind works the same as the young guys?
Why is there a senior – it's poker. There's no physical –
But your mind, it starts to fade.
No. Well, you can't count. You can't. No, there is no reason to have a senior.
You have a grandpa?
They're all dead.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it up, though.
Before your dead grandpa died.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how usually dead grandpas work. They die.
Did you ever talk to him and be like, God, I sure remember when my grandpa was more with it?
No, that was my grandma.
Okay.
She had Alzheimer's.
Thing. Okay.
You know, you'd sit down and be like, hey, grandma. She'd be like, hey. And then she'd look away, look back, and go, hi, where'd you get here?
Hey, Daryl. Good to see you again.
Hey, Burr.
Burr. That's you? But, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it is around that age that Fred is now. And Fred's an exception because he played in the internet era. But a lot of these guys came up not playing poker online or not learning online. And the guys who really kind of learned the game online, and I learned how to play at a table, but I would say a significant portion of the hands I've played in my lifetime have been on a computer screen.
Yeah.
So I think there's some guy, and those guys just play differently. And
oh,
gives them a chance.
I just don't understand it. I really, like, there's no, because I would put, I mean, mentally, Fred is just fine. I would put him up against any of these young cats and See? I would put him up against any of these young guys in poker. Is he that? Is he slow?
No, but, I mean.
What's wrong with Fred?
Yeah, you know, these young guys are just better than old people. I mean, it's just like any other thing.
Well, then that just means that they're better at poker than you. That doesn't. It's not because of your age.
Yeah.
It's your skill level.
But this gives all the old people a chance to play with their buddies. It's like a cribbage tournament.
It's just bocce ball. That's all this is.
Bridge. It's a bridge tournament. Yes.
There's a bunch of old men sitting around playing slapjack. No.
That's a queen.
You move your hand. Go fish. I don't. Yeah, that when I heard him announce that there was a senior poker tournament, I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
I get it. If you had like a junior, like our man Damien over here that showed up, he said he's 12. He looks 16, but he says he's 12. I get that, but 50 versus 35.
There's no children's gambling circuit.
Well, there should be. There totally should be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I feel like there totally should be.
There's
kids,
laws that prevent
kids poker.
No, no.
You call it Pokemon.
Oh,
that was awful. I'm gonna go now. Good night, folks.
God.
Try the veal. Two shows.
No wonder the joke joint's shutting down. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm not proud of that one. But
I meant to ask you about that joke joint shutdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't the joke joint just move into a bigger location?
Yes.
Was that their downfall?
No.
Okay. What was the downfall? What is it? We're not talking about this?
I'm looking at Radu, fellow comedian, and we're going,
not good. Okay, well, we can talk about it off the air. I mean,
yeah. Let's just say.
What are they going to do? Not invite you back to do another show? I mean.
Let's just say, I mean, the downfall is that sometimes it's hard to run a comedy club. And location means a lot. And that you know as well as anyone. That's not a good location.
I don't like going there at all.
It's Galveston to us. It's literally the border of Galveston.
It's like
45 and Fuquay.
It's like Galveston with more crime.
Yeah,
it's worse than Galveston.
You know it's bad when you pull into a parking lot and you see broken glass on the ground?
Yeah.
But not bottles. It's windows glass, and you're like, oh, there was a crime in this spot.
Yeah.
This was definitely – someone lost their phone and other belongings out of their car here.
Yeah, I actually went to one of your shows and overdosed on heroin because I accidentally stepped on a syringe.
Yes.
So
– by the way, how is the hepatitis going? Is it
good? It's better. It's clearing up.
Okay, good.
It's clearing up. But,
that's good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You're right. It's not a great location.
So, I think that more than anything because.
But I'm guessing rent is cheaper there than it is somewhere decent.
I mean, that I don't know. I mean, we never had discussions on rent, but I would imagine that, it wasn't as expensive. But, you know, if you were inside the loop somewhere or, you know, in an area where there's a budding nightlife, that makes it easier. I mean, being at the Marquee Center, there's a Big City Wings, there's the Houston Improv, there's movie theater, so
Dave
you can go
Busters.
And you can go do all that stuff.
Wow.
And it's kind of centrally located. You can get on the loop and you're there. So
I mean, this is probably good news for the Improv, right? Because that's the only decent-sized comedy theater
in
the city now?
It's not really good news because there was never really a competition between the two clubs.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is there's A rooms and B rooms. So the Improv was never in competition. We're like, oh, they stole our headliner. The Joke Joint was never going to get a Bruce to come there because Bruce will sell out seven shows at 500 people each.
Right. But
you're not getting that at the Joke Joint.
But at the Improv, you're not having – I mean, you're not having an A-list guy in every week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Every weekend there's an A-list comedian there. Now, on the off nights, you'll get like a YouTube star or somebody like that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they could bring in a guy like you on a Wednesday night and probably
I've headlined Thursday night.
So, I mean, that's
– Or Wednesday night.
You know, that probably – or they may have – I don't know how it works these days. But you could come in and feature for a headlining
– Correct.
Like a national act.
Correct.
So, I mean, and then I say A-lister. The A-list guys aren't playing the Improv either. They're playing – Toyota Center or something like that. Like Chappelle, Joe Rogan, those guys aren't playing the Improv.
Right. They have their – well, because they have a crowd big enough that they book a theater and do one show or two
shows.
That
has to be considered the A-list then. Guys who could fill up a basketball arena.
So it's just a different category. So you've got comedy clubs, okay. And there's A rooms and B rooms, and they book A room comics and B room comics.
Okay.
And then there's the comedians that have a following big enough to book venues on their own and do their own shows. And those guys are the ones that graduate from the A-list rooms and become – it's like belts, all right? Think of it this way. I'll relay it MMA-wise, right? So A-room is a brown belt. B-rooms might be purple belts and below, and all the purple belts are opening for the brown belts. The guys that do theaters, those are black belt.
Those are black belt
guys.
Yeah,
so they're graduating up.
Like Joe Rogan, literally.
Literally a black belt in comedy and MMA and jiu-jitsu.
I think Carrot Top also a black belt.
Red belt. That's how good he is. He's a red belt.
If not, he really should be.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. We were talking earlier this week about Fred and people who his same age and who he looks better than at that age. And it's a short list.
How old is he?
He's 53.
Him and Joel.
He's going to kill you for that.
Well, I mean, Joel, let's face it. Joel looks better than Fred does.
Way better.
At 53.
Way better. I'd hit it. I'd hit it.
Like Fred is like, he's rode hard and put up wet. Let's face it. He's,
You see the history of Fred's life in his face.
Yeah. Yeah, Fred's had hard times.
You see.
Fred's had hard times.
Like, each one of those lines.
Joel is pampered.
Yes.
Joel's lived
he's
a,
bougie.
He's lived a pampered life.
Yeah, he's bougie.
He lives in Sugarland in a fancy house.
Yeah.
With his fancy wife.
With a three-legged dog.
Like 18 dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a.
I found out he open mouth kisses his dogs, by the way.
What?
He's so mad.
Is that true?
No. I told him he did. He got so mad. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna say that on the blitz." He can't say nothing back. He's gonna wait a whole weekend.
He'll text me about it.
You?
I see nothing's changed in your new management position. You still treat people horribly.
I'm gonna be in so much trouble on the show on Monday.
Joel texted me the other day when I had Randy on. The guy who caught Yordan Alvarez's first home run ball and happens to be a mutual friend of Joel and I.
Mm-hmm.
And he came on the show, and at the beginning I was like, Randy listens. He's a blitzer. He doesn't listen to any other show or any other station. He thinks all other sports radio sucks.
He follows me on Twitter.
Except our show.
Randy follows me on Twitter, so just so you're aware.
Okay, he doesn't like your show. But at the end of the thing, I mentioned that he knew Joel. And I said, "Yeah, but you don't like him on the radio." And he's like, "Oh no, he sucks on the radio." And so it was just a simple callback to the joke.
Yeah.
And boy, now this is.
Are you getting text right now?
No, I got a text back from Joel.
I'm gonna mute my phone.
Always great to hear on the radio interactions that prove to me that nothing has changed with your new management position, and we are all so happy for it. And given Joel and I's history, I assumed it was serious.
I
don't think it wasn't. I mean,
so he's a smart ass, but it's hard to tell his sarcasm.
Yes,
because Joel is the one guy that really needs a sarcasm font, because Joel will send you a text and you're like, why is he so sensitive? And then you find out that he was just messing around, but it's hard to discern that.
Okay, I got to tell you guys about best hotel rates. Let's talk travel. We're all traveling throughout the year. I'm actually traveling this weekend. If you're booking your hotel room through someone other than besthotelrates.com, you're leaving money out there. It could be your money that you could spend on booze and entertainment while you're in the other cities. And besthotelrates.com, they've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they extend those discounts to you. So simple. Go to besthotelrates.com. Excuse me. I ate like 15 wings. Got a little heartburn. Indigestion. Go to besthotelrates.com. No, I'm good. I can finish. I'll finish the game. I'll finish strong. Plug in your travel dates, and boom, you're looking at discounted rates for many of those hotels that you'd be paying more for somewhere else. Save your money. Book it through besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com. It's right there in the name. Besthotelrates.com.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. You're looking live, folks, at Big City Wings on Rayford Road near the Laminate Castle.
Yeah.
There's a sign-up sheet, and the first 10 of you to come up and ask, Barry is going to give you a tour of the manor.
Oh, no.
And the grounds surrounding the manor.
The grounds.
Yeah.
Somebody did ask if we're going to have lawn talk at any point today. They had a chainsaw question.
That's big show talk. Here on the medium show, there's not enough room.
No lawn talk?
On the big show, there's room for everything because the show's so big.
Yeah, yeah.
On the medium show, we run a tight ship.
Gotcha. So, I mean, the first 30 texts were, talk sports, dummies. So I'm glad to see nothing changes at 4 o'clock in the inbox of the texting to the shows
it's so
when
weird.
Y'all take over.
I feel like by now everyone should know. I don't even really like sports.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If we didn't ever talk sports, I'd be fine. I'd be okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I don't mind talking sports, but I'd be.
And we talked sports. We talked about this game 7 or game 6 of the finals, and
yeah,
you know. And then we talked about some other stuff.
We talked MMA for a little bit too.
What I want to talk about is apparently Tyler fell asleep at his desk.
I knew it. I knew it, bro. As soon as you,
I mean. For those of you who don't know, Tyler,
he has narcolepsy, and
when they told me
that you're out,
they were like, "Okay, we're gonna make you the PD. I need you to find someone super reliable and trustworthy to be your assistant PD."
And I said,
"You
no.
know what?"
And I said, "No."
I said, "Well, there's nobody like that around here, but the closest thing is probably Tyler." It was between Tyler and Juggalo Trey, actually, and.
Great.
Yeah.
You screwed up.
At the time.
You're regretting this decision already. Huh?
Yeah. You messed up.
At the time, I was like, well, I mean, Tyler's never fallen asleep at work. Juggalo Trey's never fallen asleep at work. It was a real close battle.
Oh, no. I definitely have fallen asleep at work before before that.
So when did you fall asleep? This week?
It was on Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, something like that.
Yeah.
I think what it was time? Morning.
I don't know. It was around like 12. It was whenever Joel was there because he was staring at me while I was.
Tyler shows up at like 10:30.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a shortened day as it is.
Really, bro? You get there at 10:30?
He's there for an hour and a half, and he's like
sleeping.
I get there like 10.
Oh, a long hour and a half.
It's 11 o'clock. I need a nap.
Jeez, and just go right out, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
I
didn't have coffee that day.
Now, I looked up the same day, and I see Tyler with his earbuds in and his eyes closed. And I was like, I don't know if he's sleeping or just really listening hard.
It was that.
That's the move. Yeah,
and then he just kind of like, and he jumped up real fast. I was like, oh, he was definitely sleeping.
But when I was in the Army.
But I didn't say anything. I'm not going to go and throw him under the bus.
When
I just took pictures of it, and I'm going to tweet them later.
Joel did?
But Joel announced it. Joel announced it on air.
Yeah, Joel broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, he did. He snitched.
He did snitch.
If he
you should have just said you were praying.
Yeah. Well, you owned it. You should have just said I wasn't. I was just concentrating for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I snore when I concentrate. And so then.
I mean, it can't be any worse than whenever Kelly comes in here. Comes into the office. Kelly Eco?
He sleeps?
He sleeps every time that he's in the office.
At his desk? He doesn't have a desk.
He doesn't even have a desk. Wherever he sits, he falls asleep.
That's very strange.
That is weird. That's the last thing I'm doing there is sleeping.
I can't sleep sitting up. I need to lay down.
You never fell asleep in school?
I mean, I guess I could.
At your desk, you never just dozed off?
Yeah, but not. I guess that's a long time ago, though. I'm like a grown up now. I don't fall asleep just randomly.
You're not sitting on the couch watching TV and fall asleep?
Not really.
Really?
I'll lay down on the couch and fall asleep.
Oh, I'll be sitting up just out. I'm gone.
I can sleep anywhere.
But, yeah.
Man.
I'm going to go to sleep right now.
I always feel like when I'm at work, I'm busy.
Like,
don't you have
Tyler?
Work? Tyler, you have work?
I mean, I did. I do.
What do you do?
I have a bunch of stuff
Facebook
that I do.
And.
Okay, Barry. All right.
One time I did come in from the bathroom,
and Tyler's scrolling Facebook, and I'm like, is this what you do all day? And he's like, no! That's
real. Tyler, I'm on my smoke break.
Tyler gets really defensive.
Yeah, he does.
If you catch him at work not working, he gets super defensive.
He got so mad. I was like, bro, do you just watch videos and surf Facebook all day? Shut up, Barry. I got to. And then I went to pee, and I came back, and he was working on an email.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, all right. I was just messing with him. You're right. He was like, at least I wasn't sleeping.
He's very
fast
sensitive.
Forward a month and a half. He was sleeping.
Very
I probably
sensitive.
Did sleep that day, too, anyways.
All right, we're at Big City Wings on Rayford. That's our number one is in the books.
One in the books,
There's
two to go.
Two in the
No.
You do it.
One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the medium show right here. Big City Wings.
What's the thing? What's Joel always say?
What?
We
have a lot of catchphrases.
I feel like he says.
I was telling you, he stopped doing it, and people missed it. It's a part of our show.
I gotta figure out what it is that he says all the time. That I'm like, why does he always say that? I can't remember it right now. I'm gonna write it down next time. But he's got something.
90 in the books?
No, it's not like a catchphrase. It's something he just says when he's closing out a segment. And he just says it organically.
Oh, really?
I'm like, God, that's really weird.
I usually stop listening as soon as I'm allowed.
Wow.
That's what
happens. Good for you. That's my job. All right, we'll be back. It's The Blitz live from Big City Wings on Rayford on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.